Bruce Tremper, director of the Utah Avalanche Center, says the danger has been on and off at a high level.
We've had quite a bit of snow over the last couple of days. It's kind of reactivated our old problem child, the persistent layers of fastest snow buried deeply in the snowpack on those shady aspects, the ones that face the north half of the compass, plus the east-facing slopes. So with that much extra water weight in the Wasatch Range, I expect there could be some more natural avalanche activity and continued human-triggered potential.
He said stay off the shady slopes that are north and east-facing. He says the avalanche danger is high also in the Uinta Mountains. Tremper says that when a snowmobiler was recently partly buried, airbags deployed from the snowmobiler's backpack may be what saved his life.
Avalanche airbags, snowmobilers have been buying them like crazy, which makes a lot of sense because they do weigh a little bit more than your regular pack. So backcountry skiers are shying away from them a little bit just because of the weight. But, of course, on a snowmobile, it makes a lot of sense. So we've had quite several saves from avalanche airbags. Statistics say that they'll save about half of the people that would have otherwise died in avalanches.
He stresses the need for backcountry travelers to take an avalanche course.
Depend on your own avalanche skills. That's more important than anything else. And so, you know, avalanches cannot be completely communicated in an avalanche advisory or on the radio like this. You really need to take an avalanche course because it's not quite as easy as it seems. Yeah, good field-based avalanche course so you can learn how to read terrain and read snowpack and safe travel skills. There's a lot to learn.
He said the high avalanche danger could take time, possibly even through February, to mend the persistent weak layers of snow.
And they're called persistent layers because they last a long time after they get loaded up with weight. They continue to produce avalanches for many days, sometimes weeks, after they're loaded up with weight. So, unfortunately, we're just going to probably have this problem through February.
Bruce Tremper, director of the Utah Avalanche Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.